I got some real words of wisdom for you all today. I'm going to give them to you. It's three words. Here goes some real wisdom right here. Listen to this. Y'all hearing? Y'all listening? He that have ears to hear, let him hear. Leave crazy alone. That's the message today. You hear me? Leave crazy alone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Huh? First of all, leave that crazy aloneness in you. Amen? Because you all know we all got crazy in us, right? Don't activate it. Okay? Leave it alone. Let it lay dormant. Y'all hearing me? Leave crazy alone. And don't try to correct crazy people either. Do you hear me? Huh? You can't try to correct them when they're in their craziness. Okay? When they're in craziness, what do? Leave them alone. Amen. You all hearing me? This is some wisdom. I'm going to give you all this wisdom today. Huh? See, the further the world moves away from God, the more wicked it becomes. Amen. See, you know you all haven't seen quite this crazy stuff that's going on today. I mean, it's just crazy. They don't care who they shoot, baby, mama, grandmama, infant. They just don't care. It's crazy. Amen. I'm always advising people to leave crazy alone. When they are in full crazy, what you gonna do? Leave them alone. Amen. Leave them alone, especially today. Amen. Even that crazy in you, saints, don't activate it. See, some are just crazy with no God, period. You're not going to be able to reach them. I know we all feel, well, you know, we supposed to reach them, right? Don't we supposed to win souls? Yes, we do. But you know how we do it? We got to pray for them. We got to lift them to God. We got to intercede for them. But personally, when they're in crazy mode, leave them alone. Amen. Because you know what? Here's what will happen. If you don't, you want to just go ahead and try to, you know, intercede for them in crazy mode, person to person. What will happen is they'll turn on you. And they can possibly hurt you. Amen. I'm giving you some wisdom today. Huh? Leave crazy alone. They're in crazy mode, and they don't want to be corrected, nor do they want to hear what you got to say. So what do? Leave them alone. Amen. Give you a real good example real quick. Road rage. We all seen that, haven't we? A person is trying, here you go. You drive your car. You're trying to get over to your exit. You know your exit is coming up, so you're trying to get over. You're in the left lane. You're trying to get to the right lane, right? And the person in crazy mode don't want nobody to get in front of them. Now, they way back here, but they in crazy mode now. So as soon as you flick that your signal on that you're going to get over, now they way back here, what do they do? Speed up. They begin to speed up on them. As soon as you try to jump over, they speed up, right? And then they go nuts because you got in front of them. Now, you had plenty of time to get in front of them, so now they go nuts, right? So now they you know, because they, in their mind, you cut them off. You know, because you just got in front. You're trying to get off at your exit. You don't know what all that's going on behind you, right? So in their mind, you cut them off. So you're just trying to make your exit. So now the road rage occurs. They're in the car. They're flipping you off, right? They're screaming out the window. They're challenging you. And you're looking at them like, hey, what's wrong with you? But what do? You go on about your business, right? What do, saints? And leave crazy alone. Amen. You got to leave them alone. Crazy people, they crazy. You got to leave them alone. Don't let them ruin your day. Huh? Because what happened? You come out the house, you happy and all of that, and you joyful. You got the joy of the Lord. And then crazy people want to make you crazy. Don't let them make you crazy. Amen. I got this saying, I don't let people turn me into what they are. And I don't. If I come out happy and you want to scream and holler, I'm not going to scream and holler with you. Amen. I'm leaving crazy alone. Do you hear me? Okay. We good. Amen. I want to give you some wisdom. Turn to your Bibles in Proverbs chapter 9. Let's get some wisdom in this word. Amen. What's the name of this message today, Carlton? Leave crazy. You don't even have to ask me today. Carlton asked me, well, what's the name? What should I name this message, Daddy? Leave crazy alone. That's the name of the message today. Amen. When they in full, woo, they going full crazy. Get out of there. Okay? Leave them alone. Who all know the word of God is food? Huh? Man can't live by bread alone, can he? And that's what we're seeing right now. It's a bunch of folks just trying to live by bread alone. They have no God. They're just trying to live by bread alone. And the scriptures say you can't. They're starving. There's some starving folks in the world right now. They're just trying to live by bread alone. Amen. But this food, this word is so rich. I love God's word because it's so rich. You know, my wife and them, they like going to Hamada of Japan. And then when they leave, they say, man, this food is so rich. It just go right through you. You know, well, this word of God is super rich, but it don't go through. You want to hold it. Amen. You want to walk in it. You want to keep it. Thank you, Lord. Wisdom is our friend. Everybody say that. We need wisdom. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. All right, you all in Proverbs chapter 9. Thank you, Lord. All right, listen to this, saints. Look at verse 1. It says, wisdom hath builded her house. Told you she was a she, right? She hath hewn out her seven pillars. So here we go. Wisdom is building a house. Amen. What's the house that wisdom is building? This right here. This body, that's the house that wisdom is building. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, wise folks build up in Christ. Did you all hear what I said? Wise folks build in Christ. Thank you, Lord. It says she have hewn out her seven pillars, right? Y'all heard the scripture. It says, unless you build in Christ, it says, unless the Lord build the house, what happens? You labor in vain. If the Lord is not building the house, everything you're doing means nothing. Please hear me. Amen. So wisdom had builded her house. She had hewn out her seven pillars. Now, what is that? She hewn out seven pillars while building this house. You know what the seven pillars are? The seven gifts of the Spirit. Amen. She's building this house with the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. We know this house right here, this is the temple of God, right? Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? I'm showing you how wisdom builds it. Amen. The number seven is what, saints? Seven is the number of what? Completion, right? So she hewn out the seven pillars, so the house is spiritually complete when wisdom is building it. Amen. We got all the gifts. Huh? She hewn out them seven pillars. Just like y'all remember when Solomon was building God a house. It said his house had seven pillars. Y'all look that up. Read it. Y'all check that out. Amen. Seven is the number of completion, saints. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Look at verse 2. It says, she hath killed her beast. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. So what is she? It's saying she hath killed her beast. Wisdom has killed her beast. What is that? You know what that is? Crazy. Huh? Because, you know, y'all know our flesh is crazy, right? Y'all do know that. You ain't buddied up with your flesh, have you? Huh? Only thing you can do is kill it. Amen. That's all. That's why the Bible said crucify it. How often? Daily. Every day. And that's what wisdom does. See, that's wisdom. It says she have killed her beast. And look what else it says. It says she have mingled her wine. What is that talking about? Wisdom has mingled her wine. How do you mingle some wine? Amen. Wisdom is wise to mingle the wine. Wisdom mingled the wine. You know how you mingle it? You mix it. You dilute it. Amen. Because see, the Bible talks about strong drink. They call strong drink is wine that's not diluted. Amen. See, wisdom drinks, but it's not trying to get drunk. Oh, y'all hearing me now. Wisdom ain't trying to drink and get drunk. That's why it mingles the wine. Amen. Oh, come on, saints of God. Y'all got to stay with me on this. She had mingled her wine. This is why. This is wisdom. She mixed wine with water so not to get intoxicated. Amen. Then it says, she have also furnished her table. Amen. So wisdom now has to set the table, has everything ready. Amen. Ready to entertain. That's what's going on right here. Look at verse 3. It says, she have set forth her maidens. She sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. So she sends out her servants now to invite everyone to the table. Amen. We eating from the wise table today, saints. You hear me? We're on the king's table of wisdom. Amen. Look what she says in verse 4. Whoso is simple, let him turn and hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. See, wisdom wants to feed simple folks. Is that what it's saying? It says, whoso is simple, let him hither, turn in hither. She wants to feed simple folks, saints, and ones who lack understanding. Wisdom say, come and eat of my bread. Amen. Because what does the scripture say? We don't live by bread alone. It's talking about the world's bread. God wants us to eat of his bread. This wisdom right here is God's bread, the bread I'm passing out right now. Amen. Look what it says in verse 6. Forsake the foolish and what, saints? And live and go in the way of understanding. Again, what do you do for crazies? Leave them, forsake them. Leave them alone. That's what the scripture is saying. Forsake the foolish, and then what's going to happen? You're going to live and live. Amen. Look at verse 7. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. This is why you leave them alone. Huh? When you try to correct them, when you kind of reprove them and correct them, and you are correcting that mocker, they're going to mock you. That's what this is saying. Amen. They're going to make you crazy. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Huh? What we do, saints, leave the crazies. We got to leave the crazies alone. Amen. Y'all got to hear this one. Please hear me. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 8. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. You hear what the scripture is saying here? You hear what wisdom is saying? You hear what she's saying to us? It said, don't try to correct no scorner. Huh? They're going to hate you. Leave crazy. When you start trying to correct crazy, they're going to hate you. Do you hear me? This is why you got to leave them alone. I want y'all to see this so clear. Amen. It says, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Then it says, rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. See, when you talking to a wise man, and he may be off, something might be, you say, nah, that's not really right. And then you give him some revelation straight from God, he'll love you. He'll be like, wow, that's straight from, thank you for that. Because he's wise. He wants understanding. But crazies, leave them. They don't want understanding. Huh? They crazy. They want to do what they want to do. Amen? You just got to leave them alone. Thank you, Lord. Look what this one says right here. It says, verse 9 says, give instructions to a wise man, and what'll happen, saints? He just get wiser. Amen. When you give an instruction to a wise man, he wants to get it. He gets wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. See, you want to spend your time teaching people who want to learn. Do you hear me? And then here's a super wise statement right here. It says, the fear of the Lord is what, saints? The beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. See, when we learn God is in control, Elder Vic, and when we learn things like God only, and when we reverence and we respect God and honor him, wisdom is beginning in us. When you learn all of that, wisdom is beginning. The fear of the Lord don't mean you're afraid of God. Amen. It means you reverence, you respect him. Huh? You're ready to receive from him. Amen. That's what that means. You know, people think that the fear of the Lord means I got to be afraid of him. Let me give you an earthly illustration of a heavenly truth. So I'm his father, right? I'm Cameron's father. I can do some things to him. Amen. But I can kill him. Amen. But he knows in his heart, I love him. He knows that. Amen. He knows that's not going to happen. My father's not going. Matter of fact, he gonna meet my needs. That's what he knows. Same with our heavenly father. Amen. He don't want us to love him because we're afraid of him. God, could you imagine that? And some people have this over their children. They make them so afraid of them, they're afraid to do anything. Amen. I'm afraid of my daddy. But God is he wants to love us so that we respect him so much, we don't want to do anything. Amen. He don't want us to be afraid, Lord, if I do that, you're going to kill me. You're going to punish me. You're going to break my legs. You're going to make me paralyzed. That's not God. Amen. That's not the one that died for us. Huh? What kind of love is that anyway? I'm still trying to figure that out. You died for me, Lord. I know he love us. Amen. It's in the fear of the Lord, the respect, the reverence. That's what it's saying to us right here. The in awness of him. Huh? That's when wisdom begins and the knowledge, and you start getting knowledge of the holy and understanding. Look at verse 11. For by me the days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. See, wisdom allows us to live longer. Foolishness is it's the foolishness to get you out of here quick. Acting foolish. Keep doing foolish things if you don't want to hang around a real long time. Huh? Just keep acting a fool. Huh? Get stuck in crazy. Activate your crazy and walk in it. Huh? This is just the opposite. For by me, wisdom, thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. That's by wisdom. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for who, saints? For yourself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shall bear it. So whether you choose to be wise or whether you choose to be a scorner, it's all going to affect you. That's what this scripture is saying. Either way, it's on you, right? We know God is just and he's fair, right? We went over sowing and reaping, that principle. You can't get any more fair than that. Whatever you put out, you're going to get back. Amen. That's what this scripture is saying. You know, if you want to be a scorner, that's on you. And if you want to be wise, that's on you. Amen. It's another scripture that says, work out your own salvation with what, saints? Fear and trembling. Scripture says, work your own salvation out. Don't try to work nobody else's out. Just work yours out. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. These glasses got one more time to fall off. I'm going to change them for these glasses. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matter of fact, I'm changing them right now. I don't want to be interrupted on these next scriptures. Yeah, that's good right there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at verse 13. It says, a foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth what, saints? Nothing. Isn't that something? See, a woman with no godly ways, saints, or if you have no godly ways, you don't know nothing. Amen. Nothing of importance. That's really what it's saying. You don't know nothing of importance. It's like building a house, your own house, and you're not building this up in the Lord. You're working in vain. Amen. Look what she does. Look at verse 14. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn and hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Oh, that brought down a mini man. Amen. Something about that sneaking, that you know, ain't nobody gonna know. Amen. But it says here, look where it's leading to. But he knoweth not that the dead are there. Amen. Did I skip one? What is 17? What's 18? Yeah, but he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the where, saints? Depths of hell. That's the problem. Amen. Stolen waters are sweet. We just think we're getting away, don't we? But that principle of sowing and reaping is working in the earth. Amen. What's done in the dark, it's going to surface one day. Huh? When you least expect it. Y'all hear me? Who is it? Open this door. Oh, praise God. Huh? That's not wise. I'm trying to show you something that's not wise. Amen. But he knoweth not that the dead are there. That's why we think it's we got away with something. And that her guests are in the depths of hell. Oh, Lord, I just want to thank you today for wisdom, Lord. Thank you for wisdom this day, Father. And with all our getting, let us get understanding, Lord. Thank you for that, Father. Help us to avoid foolish women, Lord. Foolish people, Lord. Leave crazy alone, Lord. Help us to do that, Father. Thank you for wisdom. And with all our getting, let us get some understanding, Lord. We trust you and you alone, Father. We don't look to another. You're the source, and everything else is a resource you use to bless us. So we thank you for being our God and for being our everything, Lord. We give you all the glory, praise, and honor this day in Jesus' name. Amen.